The ingredients of grace, truth, and time. Your group's ultimate purpose is a ministry of reconciliation. Achieving this purpose requires three ingredients: grace, truth, and time. Your first challenge may be to help your group understanding that grace and truth are far richer concepts than many Christians realize. We will describe how the Bible teaches them so that you can make them the foundational aspects of your group. Your second challenge may be to help your group take the long view. The ingredients of grace and truth don't yield immediate growth. They need time to work. Whether or not your group starts out knowing that they need grace, truth, and time, they'll probably feel a desire for, quote, more of something than they have now. Some of us know what, quote, doing better than we are now would look like, and we know that we're not there yet. But others of us aren't even sure of the standard. Most groups, however, will start with these experiences in common. We are aware that there is something better than where we are. We know that we're failing at various levels. Our failures cause feelings of guilt, shame, condemnation, and inferiority. We desire better, and we feel powerless to get there on our own. Paul says it like this in Romans 7:14-21. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate to do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good.